Hey everybody, Sandman here. My goal with the virtual sex system is to create something with existing off-the-shelf technologies, allowing sexual interactions between two consenting adults virtually through time and space over the internet. The purpose is not to objectify women for male gratification, which is the last thing I want to do because I strongly believe that the majority of men gain psychological satisfaction from giving pleasure to someone rather than just receiving it. It's also not meant to be a standalone sex robot. To stop this, the powers that be would need to ban augmented reality, virtual reality headsets, sex dolls, computer programmers, smartphones, and artificial intelligence. Plus, the elites benefit from this because it increases the rate of men giving their ID to use such services, expanding surveillance capitalism. Women benefit because they can make money off of men and get more attention. They also maintain power because the system requires consent from both sides to function, and either party can disconnect from the interaction immediately if the other side is being abusive or degrading. And the government also wins because all the men out there with angst that can potentially create a revolution are sexually sedated and pay for the privilege of being so. It also provides a partial solution to the involuntary celibate man problem. This video is about me exploring the augmented reality glasses to see if they can feasibly do what I want them to, because I've never used them before. So first off, I headed to Best Buy to see about testing the Meta Quest 3 goggles. Unfortunately, I was told that someone had stolen the pair that they had as a demonstration unit.
Last week, we guys stole for these ones.
Someone stole them?
Yeah, someone stole this one.
What?
Yeah.
Why did they steal them?
I don't know.
How could you not catch them at the door?
No one knows when they get stolen. I don't know.
So I had to go to another location to test them there instead. AI also told me that Apple Vision Pro had demos at their downtown Toronto location. But I wanted to make sure, so I went over to the Sherway Gardens Mall to ask them, since I was already in the area. Crazy enough, they did offer demos, so I came back the next day to test them out. This is the first time I tried them, and I didn't know if they would do anything I needed them to. The Vision Pro did everything I wanted except for spatial mapping, where you can project images and skins onto other surfaces. I ended up watching a 3D AR demo through the goggles with Metallica, and I got motion sickness. Because when you're wearing AR VR glasses and the camera in them is moving, but your body isn't, that's when things go bad. I experienced this at Universal Studios this year at the Simpsons ride, and a couple of Harry Potter rides as well. Apple did their best to minimize the motion sickness, but even a second or two makes you queasy for a minute or two. The irony wasn't lost on me that Metallica's biggest hit is also called Enter Sandman. Looks like it's fate that I'm doing this. The benefits of the Apple Vision Pro is the insane resolution, and I had a massive grin on my face because I had a hard time distinguishing reality from projection on the headset. Some things look more real than reality, like I was seeing them in a lucid dream or something. But the negatives include that Apple will stop manufacturing the goggle shortly. Plus, the $3,500 price tag means most guys won't be able to afford them. Not to mention the batteries on a wire, and when you're in the buff trying to bang a bot, where are you going to put it? Are you going to clench it between your butt cheeks or something? Also, Apple likes to keep things classy, so they won't allow any corn apps. Meta Quest 3 is only between $300 to $400, and there's no battery or cable hanging down. Plus, they control over 50% of the augmented mixed reality markets, so they'll keep putting headsets out for a good time. Unfortunately, they also end up restricting adult apps. It looks like I'll have to activate developer mode on the device in order to get around that. That adds a little bit of friction. Meta also doesn't really want people to sideload apps and looks to be trying to create a walled garden the way that Apple is doing, but it's still open for now. I also thought about using an open Android headset like Pico 4 or Pico 4 Ultra, but you can't get those easily in America or Canada unless you want to import them. It's on the UK Amazon site to boot, but it is more open source when it comes to third-party apps. In the future, I'll have to keep other headset options open in case I become successful and Zuck's wife doesn't like me doing what I'm doing and demands that he block virtual sex apps or something like that. So I eventually headed to a different Best Buy to test the Meta Quest 3. I found it similar to Apple Vision Pro from the limited demo that I experienced. It seems like the market is a monopoly of control with only one headset at Best Buy being the Meta Quest, and Apple has its own. Regardless, as of now, I've decided to go with Meta Quest 3. It's easy to get in the United States and Canadian markets, is affordably priced as developer mode, and a built-in battery with no annoying cords. Sure, the resolution is as good as Apple, but you can't jailbreak Apple, and the cost is prohibitive. The next video will be me buying, unboxing, and turning on developer mode, and getting used to it with a bunch of different apps. Stay tuned for part 2 where I do all of that. I also want to share with you guys spatial mapping software and explore photorealism. MetaQuest makes more sense as well because of the cost, and also because you don't really need to see every detail or pimple of your virtual lover's face or tushy. There are also two versions, and the one I'll be getting is the MetaQuest 3, with the better resolution than the MetaQuest 3S. And it's also got a headphone jack instead, and a wider field of view. Plus, if guys don't get one for virtual sex, they can still use them for gaming. The Apple Vision Pro is limited for that. And again, wires get in the way of smashing your AR Robo Waifu. MetaQuest is also 35% lighter in case you actually want to do long gooning sessions. People complain about the weight, but I didn't notice it wearing it for 30 minutes. Gen Z and Alpha are having some serious issues if their necks are too weak to hold up AR goggles. Men in past generations wore steel helmets that weighed 2 to 3 times as much into battle. I got my old paratrooper helmet here from my time in NAM. Just kidding. I picked this up at a surplus store and it's about 3 times as heavy as the AR goggles. So I don't know why people are complaining about the weight so much. Do some push-ups, my dude. Now let me show you an example of what I'm trying to accomplish. Here's a picture of one of my dolls that I took before AI and AR glasses existed. The main problem I had was obviously the face with this thing. So here's a quick AI fix to the face and lowering the hairline. But I'm still not in love, so here's a more natural skin tone and moving her contorted left arm onto her thigh. And just for fun, I decided to age her a bit past her prime. It scared me a bit, so I gave her a smile, but it still didn't help. So here's the final version with a slight smirk around the age of 25, which I prefer. It's clearly an improvement from the original. Here she is from another angle with the before, and here's the after. And here she is turning around with AI.
I want you to give it to me, Daddy. I want you to give it to me, Daddy.
Obviously, the dolls won't be able to move like that, but in theory, you could render a full body standing in your room and interacting with it. Plus, you also need to be able to do this in real time. There are already apps that are able to do this. I'll have to make a video testing them out at some point as well. Who is this technology for, though? The average guy that buys dolls makes around $40,000 a year. So he can afford $600 for a MetaQuest and $1,000 or $2,000 for a decent doll. He's the type of guy most women don't really want, except for a free ammo drop of attention. But sometimes the AI messes up, and here we have her head doing what I'd like to call the Death Becomes Me pose.
I want you to kiss me and love me.
And here's the final video showing you how making the voice more ASMR really works well to cover up some of the artificial sounding voices.
Tell me you need me now. Tell me you need me now.
It's almost hypnotic, isn't it? There's potential here for massive ecosystem with mixed reality storytelling. Here are some samples that the furries out there might love. Check out this chubby piglet that I made.
I can't wait to boink you as a piglet. I'm turning into a hot piece of ham. Oh my god, I'm turning into such a hot piece of ham.
Imagine being able to project bunny ears and cottontails onto your bedroom partner. I would also set up a booth at furry conventions and sell the system like hotcakes there. Or possibly DH her, making her look like she's 20 again. So you can smash your partner the best she's ever had since grade school. Like that line from Fight Club goes. Here's the first woman from earlier, and I turned her into a cow. Although I didn't want an outfit, but actually bovine skin instead. And this is one of those times where the nose ring of mental illness is appropriate.
Milk me, baby. Milk me, baby.
Hope that gives you guys an idea of what's possible, and thanks for taking this journey with me so far. Again, part 2 is showing the MetaQuest and its uses. And part 3 will probably be me getting somebody to help me map out spatial coordinates through hiring somebody on Upwork. And part 4 would also be part of the patenting process. Part 5 would probably be me macking skin onto the doll, etc., etc. I'm guessing there are at least 15 to 20 videos in this series, and then after that, if everything goes according to plan, it's time to hit the podcast circuits, and possibly give up my anonymity if I want to promote it and make it mainstream. Maybe I don't have to, because I could use AI to replace my face and then I have multiple faces. I'm also not simply giving my idea away here. There's more to it than this, and integrating a real woman into the system is the real goal here. And she can actually stream herself right into the doll. That's why spatial mapping and AI are very important. I could also animate her with artificial intelligence and then render the woman in the room moving around where you couldn't physically touch her or interact with her. But then you could when she finally stops and moves and merges into the doll. Hopefully I'll show you a piece of that in the next video. There's also a rumor environment mapping software available for MetaQuest, which I'll try out for the next video. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.
You can't keep us here. Dolls have rights, too.
Me love you long time if you let me leave.
No, Ling Ling, you can't surrender!